Today, Christie's Auction House sold a Sunburst Fender Stratocaster for $965,000. It's the guitar behind a watershed moment in music history. The moment Bob Dylan went electric. It was July 25th, 1965, at the Newport Folk Festival.
I was mesmerized by it.
Filmmaker Murray Lerner won an Oscar for his documentary called Festival that featured Dylan, and Lerner was there in the front row filming the folk singer's electric moment.
It was almost like a high priest hypnotizing the crowd, and I thought that this was the beginning of a very profound cultural change.
But that's not how everyone felt. Many folk purists in the audience considered the move a betrayal, and they booed. Again, filmmaker Murray Lerner.
It's amazing how many times the avant-garde is booed and gets crushed and then comes back successfully. For instance, the big one is The Rite of Spring by Stravinsky, one of the great pieces of music of the 20th century, but when it played in the ballet in Paris, people threw eggs and vegetables and booed.
The controversy Dylan created and the fact that he was booed no doubt led to the guitar's massive selling price, the highest ever for a guitar at auction. Where has this famous guitar been all these years?
Well, Bob Dylan accidentally left it on a private plane, and since then it's been in the possession of the pilot's family in New Jersey. Though Dylan initially doubted the guitar's authenticity, he has since changed his tune.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. People call, say, beware, doll, you're bound.